morning. God bless you all today. Anybody remember what was the song we did last week in the situation?
Evil words,
snares that people lay. go ahead and smoke it some of them. They're mentioned here. He says, you praise the God who saved his heart from being inclined to evil words, making excuses for sins. We have men who work lawlessness. And in the prayer, he exalts the idea or the need, or he mentions the need to have a righteous man correct him and be reproved. But he prays that the oil of the sinner not anoint his head. He prays that God would take not his soul away and keep him from the snares set for him from before him, the stumbling blocks for those who work lawlessness.
Except for what is common to man, And God is faithful to not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape that you will be able to endure it.
We were supposed to get a time when we were tempted and how that went, that we overcame it. I thought it went when this week Mother wanted me to unplug the sink drain in the bathroom and I didn't feel like it and it was, I didn't know how it worked. Then I went and looked at it and took it apart and got unplugged.
One day, we were working for a man, and he had a nasty picture on his calendar, and it was pretty tempting to have thoughts about that nasty picture on there. And then I went and talked to Daddy about it, and then he helped me go through it.
Yesterday, we were cutting wood. I was tempted to get upset with my dad because he was scolding me for stuff. But I thought I just probably need this. So I just let it go.
Sometimes at the shelf, I'm tempted to get after my brothers for not, and pick on them for not knowing what I know and stuff. And I need to remember that I am older than them, and that they do have time to learn, and that not everybody is the same and has the same interests.
This week, we were working in the garden, and we were getting mulch to spread on the garden. And we were working pretty hard, and then one of my brothers started throwing mulch on me. And I got tempted to throw mulch back on him, but then I thought if I started throwing mulch back on him, then we'd just keep throwing back and forth and not get much work done.
Sometimes you get tempted to get upset about little things that don't really matter anyway, and put a step back and look at it and that's a really silly reason to get upset in the first place. So put a step back and look at it, it helps me to kind of keep it cool.
Sometimes when I'm like sweeping the floor, one of my younger siblings will come and sometimes on accident, sometimes on purpose, just get all dirty again, have to sweep it again. And sometimes I get tempted to get angry at them.
And while back we were putting rocks under the girls' playhouse and doing landscaping stuff, and I ain't much of a landscaper, and I don't really like doing it. And I could have went and helped the boys do something, but I just stayed and helped my dad finish it up.
Sometimes I get pretty kind of mad whenever stuff goes wrong with the job. Just one thing after another just really gets on my nerves, basically. But whenever I just need to step back and look at the bigger picture. But I wasn't really prepared for this lesson. I had something completely different. Every day I'm tempted to get tipped about really silly things, like, for example, I was working with Mike at the end of the day. I was telling the story about some story I read. It had a lot of details, and I thought I had the whole story lined out where I could tell it. It'd be really interesting. And I tried to tell it, and I just tripped over my words and got more humiliated. And I kept trying to tell the story. And it basically ruined my afternoon. I was like, wow. I told him I'm mortified. Anyway, that's an example. And I'm serious. This stuff messes me up. And I've just got to... If about three of those things happen to me in one day, it could ruin my day. And I'm impressed at how such little things can ruin us. And that's what encourages me to just let it go.
Every year or so, we have to put mulch around our trees, and it's pretty easy to get mad about it because it's not very fun because it's a lot of work wheelbarrowing around and spreading it out. I just got to thinking that it's going to have to be done anyhow, so might as well just do it good.
Same part. about two or three times a week or something, whenever checking cows or just doing day-to-day stuff. I'll have cows out or, you know, things just aren't going right and just get tempted to get upset about it. And, you know, doesn't really fix it when you get upset. And then I was just thinking the other day, you know, it doesn't really matter what happens, you know, it's going to work itself out and it'll be all right. I lose a lot more times than I win, but I just always just kind of helped me think, you know, it don't matter what's going to, what goes wrong, it'll work itself out.